When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to October's very own podcast about Drake by about Noisy. I'm Dan Ozzy. This is Eric Sunderman. Oh my God, I'm so glad. I'll be so glad to not do this anymore.
How many? What are you? You seem this so is, tired.
I think this is like number 20. It's in the 20s.
High 20s.
How does it feel? I know this is
bad. By the way, this is Austin Walker.
Hi, I'm Austin.
Editor-in-chief of our video game site Waypoint.
Web feed.
This is where we're at.
I do a lot of podcasting, yeah, so this is fun to see people.
But do you do one about the same topic every day? Kinda.
Sort of video games.
Yeah.
Well, not, you know, games in general.
Like Halo.
It's just Halo every day, 30 days a week.
But imagine you're talking about one Halo character.
One Master
Chief. The green guy. We're gonna talk about the green guy every day.
Master Chief every day for a month. We're doing okay.
It's hard.
I'm not actually, Eric.
Podcasting is a tough gig, and then like doing it just about Drake is a good idea for the first 15, probably.
Yeah.
That was when it started to tip, because I described it on we did a halfway episode called Is Drake Listening, where we wondered if Drake was listening or not. But the thing that I was saying in that episode, and I don't think I really actually understood what I meant until maybe like 5 or 6 episodes later, where it's like, you know, when you're like exercising and then you're hitting like that final like 20 like more percent that you have to do, and then you're like digging deep.
For me, it's like if I order a pizza and I see 2 slices left, and I'm like, well, I'm not gonna put these in the fridge.
I'm gonna finish. I'm gonna push
slices.
Through.
And you're like super uncomfortable as you're eating it.
Well,
you're
like, go ahead.
No, you're just like, I was full, but now I'm in pain.
I'm in pain. I
and that's
too
how
far.
I feel. Like, I'm really angry at my, and then you get angry at yourself for ordering the pizza. Yeah. That's how I feel. I hate who I was in episode 1.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you, man.
I was hoping that you were going to say that you had this other, like, cosmic brain moment of, like, is Drake listening to, like, in general, to the world?
Oh,
tuned in to,
now I'm wondering.
Drake's just got that thing from X-Men that Professor X has, that big dome.
Cerebro, thank you. I'm
Cerebro.
A fucking nerd. I'm here.
Yeah, he just sits in his Cerebro chamber listening to the world.
But does he? Like, I actually mean that seriously to some degree. Like, that's part of why I'm interested in what Drake and gaming have an overlap in.
Yeah.
Is when I think about rappers in general, I feel like rappers are pop culture, and for my generation, gaming is a big part of pop culture, and it's why those two things overlap again and again. Right. If you go back to hip-hop in the 90s and the 2000s, like, it's nonstop. It's like Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. It's like everybody is talking about gaming. Here or there in lyrics is, you know, they're on tour buses playing Madden, but not just playing Madden. Like, on our launch stream, when Waypoint launched, we did this big 72-hour long stream, and we had Prodigy on from Mobb Deep. We had Just Blaze on.
Yeah.
And, like, talking to Just Blaze.
I was on that.
You were on that?
Yeah.
You were on that? The guys from It's the Real were on that?
And they had the Chief Keef.
Chief Keef?
He was there.
And are they good at video games usually?
It depends. Like, Blaze is, right?
Just
and
Blaze
like,
is
and
really
has
good.
A ton of stories about growing up and, like, scamming his parents for games and doing all the stuff that kids do because games are part of culture in the same way that cartoons are, in the same way that old Kung Fu movies are, in the same way that everything is, right? But Drake, like, doesn't do that shit the way that I think a lot of rappers do. Like,
right.
I don't see Drake reach down and name drop Thundercats or name drop X-Men or name drop like the low hanging fruit of cultural.
In fairness, I mean, his career was based upon being in a kids' TV show.
Totally.
So not I think a kids' just TV show.
A teen focused TV show.
Well, a kid, I'm just saying, kids' TV show makes it seem like it's Teletubbies.
I feel like he's in What if Drake was one of the Teletubbies?
I mean, who knows?
I'm gonna start this conspiracy right now.
Drake is
the Red Power Ranger.
I've never seen them in the same place. He has that helmet on. Who knows? He's the Green Ranger also. Let's be fucking clear.
Stay woke. Now I've lost my train of thought. No, so I think there's an inherent bit of nostalgia to Drake that he's been trying to probably get out of the shadow of for his entire career, career.
He doesn't want to reach back to talk about when he was a teenager because we know what he was doing when he was a teenager.
Right. Has he ever dropped a line about Degrassi? Or somebody just corrected us in the last episode. Degrassi?
Degrassi.
I spent 5 years in Canada. I'm not from Canada. Yeah. And just got schooled on that every time.
So
I
what is
it?
It's Degrassi.
Degrassi. Well, because we had our Canadian editor on a previous episode, and he was saying that it's Degrassi.
No, I think I fucked it up. I think I was saying Degrassi, and then he was saying, oh, everybody says Degrassi. And I was like, I don't say that, but I think I got it confused in my head.
It's Degrassi.
Our producer, I'm going by the Skank and Pickle song.
Producer Rob is
Degrassi.
Saying it's
Degrassi. It's assy. Okay. Just to be clear.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Anyway. Video games and Drake and pop culture.
Yeah.
Is Drake listening?
Drake, are you listening?
Who is Drake? Who the fuck is Drake? We keep talking about him.
And a larger question is to me, like, why don't we get videos of Drake in a tour bus playing Madden? Or in his case, like playing FIFA
because he was a prominent FIFA player, right?
When they were paying him to be a promoter.
I watched the video that I think you sent over to Eric today.
Yeah,
he was like the Steve Jobs of FIFA. He had like a black turtleneck, and he was just like talking with his hands in front of his chest, like wireless microphone. Like, guys, the way we think of FIFA is about to change forever.
100%. And then it didn't. It was just
and he's got like a projector behind
my
him.
My job brings me all over the world, like to Barcelona.
That is literally it. That's what he said.
Well, but what I want to do is bring Barcelona to FIFA.
People went crazy. It was wild.
What the fuck was that?
So that was from E3, which is like the big games convention every year, where like EA and Microsoft come out and they say, this is our new shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They have like Master Chief there.
Master Chief himself is there.
All
doing
I could
everything.
Think of watching that video was like, how much are they paying him? And then I was like, how much money is in these video games? And then I'm like, so much.
So
and then
much.
I'm like,
especially
how
FIFA.
Do I get a job there?
Well,
because they're not going to make me do this podcast.
If you feel like, fractionally, bad news.
Oh,
these days, even they do podcasts.
Oh,
it's all
no.
every side. This is the new world. Everyone has to advertise.
Well, backup career. if this podcasting thing doesn't work.
Yeah.
The thing that was weird about that, too, was like it's hard to tell who that was for.
Right.
Because like the next year, Pele came out instead of Drake, which is like a weird follow-up. But like, okay, the Pele coming out is for soccer fans.
Yeah.
Soccer fans know Pele. Oh, man, this is a real cosign for Pele.
Have you ever seen Pele's commercial for his vineyards
no.
in Italy?
Does it make you want to get some wine?
Oh, my God. Pele, he's the... Am I
you're
thinking
way
of the same guy?
Who are you thinking?
He played like
this is good.
I can't wait to hear this.
He played for a team in Italy.
You know soccer a lot.
No,
I can tell.
Pele is like the best soccer player of all time. He was from Brazil.
Oh, different guy. Okay, I'm thinking about a different guy.
The best soccer player of all time was David Beckham.
Oh,
Bend It
I
Like
got a
Beckham.
Movie named after
That's
him
true,
called Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah. It's no, true. I'm thinking of somebody else. Our listeners
that was
are
a brand.
Right
That's
now.
Not a brand of ham.
It's Beck's line
Beck's
of ham.
Yeah,
two turntables and a ham.
Like super. He's like the most, like aside from Dan Ozzie, the most Italian looking person that exists. Like he had this like amazing.
I don't think you're thinking of the right person.
I know it's a different. It's it starts with. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Who cares? We can just cut this part.
Rob, I'm looking at you.
Can you name more than two soccer players?
Pele
and David Beckham are spotted. Name
two
another
more.
Two.
The guy from I can't do it.
No, not
pressure.
A basic description, Eric. A fucking name.
And also, not just no. Also,
Lionel Messi.
What was his name?
Lyle.
No. You should have
Lionel?
Said Messi. Yeah, there you
Lionel
go.
Lionel Messi.
You should have just said
and
Messi.
And then Cristiano Ronaldo.
There you go. That's two.
And
you can just play with the end
Ozil
of...
Ozil.
Who's the guy that
Germany?
Goes goal? Who's that?
I think that's you. That's your next career. You've been looking
it's
for
Joe Buck.
I thought you were going to say Joe Budden, and my whole mind is about to blow up.
Joe Budden.
Joe Budden, DJ Academics, let's go. FIFA 2018 commentary.
What are we talking about?
Video games.
No.
Is Drake listening?
Is Drake listening?
Drake did that stuff and like did swear he was gonna he played FIFA a lot during that promotional stuff. And one of the things he said was that he had a rivalry with J. Cole, right. And there is nothing more J. Cole and Drake than having a FIFA rivalry. Which is like exactly their detractors say.
I gotta tell a funny story. So Rob McRae, who's been on this podcast a couple of times
repeat guest,
he's at YC on Twitter, very funny guy. One night we were hanging out a couple years ago, and we were on top of my roof under the influence, and we were just hanging out, and somebody drove by below, and it just was blasting J. Cole, like the loudest that I've ever heard it. It's like 11 o'clock at night, so it's night, and like, but like we could hear it bumping, and we're on top of like about a three-story apartment building, and Rob turns over and he looks and he's like, man, even J. Cole would tell you to turn that down.
Of course J. Cole would tell you to. That's exactly the new J. Cole is. Fuck, J. Cole.
Yeah.
So actually that brings me to the other thing. So you did an episode a while ago on does Drake smoke weed? Does Drake know how to smoke weed?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, well,
and I think that's the same question as does Drake play video games? Okay. Because it's like, how vulnerable can Drake be? Can Drake be seen like deeply invested in something that does not matter? Right. Like, does Drake care about weed culture, or does he just get high sometimes?
Wait, so are you saying then that Drake
does not
play video games?
I don't think he'd ever be seen unless he was being
paid.
But
do you think that he enjoys playing video games
in
the privacy of his own?
I think he's enjoyed playing video games in the past, and now I don't know. There could people will be watching at any time.
I feel like he is somebody who won't admit to playing video games because he is afraid of the stigmas that
which
will
is gone
come with the, it.
Except that, like, again, all of his peers play video games,
right.
And it's just a regular part of their lives. But I can't imagine Drake not caring that people think that he plays video games.
Right.
Well, Austin, I've said this on the podcast many times. I want to know what you think about it. I very much see Drake as a grown version of his 13-year-old self, and I think that he was the kid who was a 13-year-old boy, a 12-year-old boy, and he was like kind of annoying, but he had really cool video games. So everybody kind of like tolerated
him. That's true.
Because they went to his house. I remember a kid in my neighborhood when I was growing up had a fucking arcade game in his house, and like they always had Airheads too. So he would just go eat Airheads and play a fucking arcade. Who has an arcade game in their house?
How rich was this person?
I mean, I think their father was a... I'm putting my finger. This is mafia. This means mafia.
Okay, yeah, it's not Coke. I mean,
no. I think it was a little bit of a mafia family.
Is that
mafia?
That's mafia. Oh yeah, yeah. Finger to the nose, crooked like that. That's mafia.
I've got my landlord's Italian, and he's like been in the neighborhood for like 50 years, and I've always had a suspicion that his...
Are you sign languaging us right now? Because Eric, while saying this, was like rubbing
was
his...
And then did this.
Yeah. Well, maybe you shouldn't be talking about whatever you're about to talk about.
Maybe I shouldn't open your hand out.
Yeah.
Maybe you've said too much
already. I've said too much.
But so anyway, whenever I think of Drake, I think of that kid in my neighborhood, mafia connections, you know, aside, that he had like this sick video game set up in
the
his
six.
House,
I don't know. I don't
he
know.
He always had like, he had NBA Jam like first, he had Mortal Kombat first.
Well, I think that is totally the thing with Drake. But even then, that's about Drake having things people want, not about Drake liking video games, right?
That's
like,
interesting.
Drake wants to be the kid that you can come over and play games with.
And at this point in his life, video games aren't going to fucking impress anybody.
No, because anybody in his circle could go get video games. It's like it's other shit.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you like Drake?
Like as a person? Like a musician.
Like a musician and like the idea of Drake.
Yes and no. I have like a weird history. I think I've mentioned this to you privately, which is like when I first started listening to Drake, it was like during the mixtape era just as he was blowing up. And it was also during, I admit, someone who's completely fallen off, Wale's mixtape era.
Ooh, yeah.
This was like you know, mixtape about nothing. 30 miles running. I've already forgotten the no.
That was about the TV show Steinfeld. To just be
Steinfeld, mm-hmm. Yeah,
greatest show.
And like,
time.
And at the time,
Gary Steinfeld.
And there was like a bunch of other rappers at the time who are like, these guys are all better than Drake. This fucking sucks. Drake is like, he's a pretty face. Like, he is a light skinned dude. I'm a light skinned dude. I'm a light skinned black dude. And there's probably some like projection of guilt there of like he's only getting by because like white people look at him and are not afraid of him.
Right.
Whereas like Wale is like a dark skinned dude from DC. Mm-hmm. And like, nah, that is not going to go to like top 100 pop hit shit. Yeah. And Drake is going to. And I could see it then and I resented it. Mm-hmm. And then Take Care came out. And Take Care is fire. And I moved to Canada that year.
Ooh.
And I was like, I got to give it a shot. Like, I have to get over this. Like, I'm being irrational. I'll listen to Drake. And I was like, I like Drake. Like, these are all really good songs. But then, like, as time goes on, like, I've just gotten to the point where it's like, oh, yeah, he makes music. He's a guy who makes music. And sometimes it's bad. And sometimes it's really good. Like, I don't know. I launched a website just after the album he put out with Future came out. So it's like, yes, like, that whole album felt like an anthem for me for the whole year. And so I'm never going to, like, lose that connection to him. But he's also always going to be the kid who I know when he was filming Degrassi and he went through that shit, when the character went through that shit of getting shot and he had the whole wheelchair scene. I know that when he, this isn't like me joking, like this is a thing that's true. When he had to do the rap scene in Degrassi, when he was in the wheelchair, and it was all about how he had like, he found what was his after getting shot and he couldn't play basketball anymore, but now he could become a rapper and he could have music. He couldn't do it sitting down because he, who knows why, but yeah, he couldn't do that scene sitting down in the chair, which is like the whole point of that scene.
Yeah.
He had to stand up and do it. And it's hard for me not to psychoanalyze that Drake and think that's the little boy that Drake still is,
right,
who can't be seen in a wheelchair, who has to be standing up, who has to be like, I'm a grown-ass man.
He's got a permanent chip on his shoulder.
He has a permanent chip on his shoulder. Exactly. And like, it's, that makes it hard for me to like Drake as a person, even though I like Drake as a musician, because I just want him to be like a person. But I get that's, you don't, how you don't become a superstar by letting yourself just be a person.
I mean, he's like looking at his just constantly been referencing his Instagram, but I
Please,
was looking at his
treasure trove.
His Instagram the other day and like seeing him like an Instagram story about him like showing off his new furniture.
Right.
And it's like, dog, like,
who is this for?
Who, yeah, why are you bragging about this?
Do you by any chance remember an article that somebody ran kind of recently? It was, I think, a photographer wrote it, and they analyzed every single photo Melania Trump had ever posted on Twitter. And it was such a good analysis because, like, it was just like when you collect them all at once, you just see like a window to this person's view of the world.
And themselves,
and
right?
And themselves.
Yeah.
And it was always like very solitary. Like she was always taking pictures of like empty rooms and like, you know, she was always like cut away from the world in a way. Like she was always posting like a shot of the city from on top of her high tower and fucking Trump Tower, you know? And it portrayed like a very lonely like person. And I'd love to like think about Drake in that way because he does post a lot of like material objects. Like,
just put on Take Care and open up Drake's Instagram. It will it will tell the story for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Yeah. Well, and it, yeah, I mean, if you listen to, I mean, Views is a good example of that because Views is like, it's supposed to be this record that's about Toronto and about his city, and that's supposed to be kind of like his ultimate statement as like for his career. And it's like, I mean, I'm a Views apologist, but like there are some there's some bad parts of that album that it's like, it's kind of like he's too vulnerable and he's like paranoid about everybody and like he's mad. And
well, that's the thing, right? Is like, it's not that he has a chip on his shoulder. It's that he's like a chip on his shoulder about having a chip on his shoulder about having a chip. It's just like it cycles down forever. And if he just stopped at that first level of paranoia, which is why I think Take Care is so good.
Yes.
It's really relatable. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, you're really human. You're like at that stage of your career where like you recognize what you have and feel kind of awkward about it. And you still have some insecurities despite being successful. I can relate to that. Like, but then once it goes past that and it starts getting in the way of the other stories he wants to tell about Toronto, about people in his life, about his love life, like whatever he wants to talk about, like it sneaks in there. And I just wish we still had that Drake. I miss the old Drake.
I miss the old Drake. Yeah. I miss the old Drake. I mean, I mean, what did you think of More Life?
It did like nothing for me.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, that's not true. I liked listening to it.
Yeah.
But like not as a Drake album and not as like a hip hop album, which is fine.
Interesting.
It's like fine for me to listen to it as just like this is music that's on while I'm working.
Yeah.
But that's not how I like to listen to hip hop, which is like when I'm walking or when I'm like doing stuff in the world where I can focus on lyricism and like, you know, next level shit. Like real hip hop. True hip hop.
Yeah, real hip hop.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like no, but like
Illmatic.
Even right, exactly. Lupe Fiasco or nothing. Fuck.
Let's not go down that route.
But there's a point at which even Drake that when I like Drake, he's being really funny and he's being like really charming and like a little snotty.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel that on More Life that much. And like that might just be where I was at when listening to it, but it just didn't seep into my life like that.
Well, it's definitely Drake has evolved. He will never make an album like Take Care again.
No,
that
which is
will
fine.
Never. Yeah, I mean it's just where he was in his career and what he was rapping
totally.
About. He tried to make another album like Take Care with Views, and it just fucking failed.
Since we've talked about Take Care and Views like every single episode, and since we have a video game expert on, I'm just gonna shift it back to video games.
Those are good albums.
What do you think all time Drake's favorite? If you were to
guess Drake's favorite video games,
yeah, but two questions here. Yeah. What is his actual favorite video game, and what would he say if you asked him what his favorite video game is?
He would say FIFA. Because it paid him.
He's still getting those checks.
He would say, exactly. That's why he would say it. It's not what he would say. He would say FIFA because it like it's competition. You can play with other people and show that you're better and work at it. It's the same.
And then
work
he would
ethic.
Walk away with two satchels that had
exactly.
dollar signs on them.
But actually, I bet it is some old school thing that had good music, right? Like there is a Donkey Kong Country beat on Views.
I didn't know that.
It's on. Fuck, I forget which track it is now. But there is a Donkey Kong Country beat that's like a David Wise, who is the guy who makes the music on Donkey Kong Country, beat on Views. I'll have to find it and send it to you.
Yeah. We'll embed it on
And like, obviously, he didn't produce that track, but like, I guarantee that there is some old game that had some really good soundtrack that like helped him like think through something as a 13-year-old musically. I think Rob is showing us.
Oh, I have this song.
What's the song? What's the track? I'm just curious.
It's good. It's like it hear the background.
Haunted Chase.
Well, that's the name of the David Wise track. What's the name of the Drake track? It's Six God.
Yeah, Six God.
It's Six God.
Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is
that's a donkey? What?
Yeah. 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 That's wow. right. Huh. Producers, man. They're
from which
magic.
Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong Country for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
I
is
recall. I remember.
Definitely the era.
Spent many a Christmas. Playing that fucking game.
I didn't have a Super Nintendo.
Yeah, well, yeah, fuck you.
Were you a Genesis? Did you have a Genesis? Or did
I
you
had a
have...
Sega Genesis. Okay. I bought it with my own money.
Oh,
wow.
My parents would not allow me to. They would not buy me a video game.
But they would let
what
you.
What games
buy
did you have?
One?
For I had Double Dragon, which okay. kicked ass.
Yeah.
Madden. I was a big Madden
mm-hmm,
fan.
Of course.
NBA Jam.
Yeah, great.
That's the actual thing. Maybe it's NBA Jam.
I think it's
also.
NBA Jam. I've said this many times, but I'm sticking with that.
I mean, NBA Jam is sick.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like it has the like the bombast of headlines or something where it's just like all big dunks, all
Drake
jumps.
Yeah. Drake pretty much is the guy going, he's heating up, boom shakalaka.
Yeah.
That's Drake.
That guy is like hashtag rap era Drake 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I would play a version of NBA Jam that one had Drake instead of that guy,
sure.
And also those always rhymed one to the next, so that it was just bad hashtag rap.
I can dunk. Honestly, I can hear headlines playing
totally,
and I can see
it's so clear.
I can see the guy like jumping and like doing the big tomahawk jump, like dunk. And there's like the lights going off.
We should
behind
just make sure, stop or delete this. We're gonna make this game.
Did you
don't delete this?
For Sega Genesis, did you have Mortal Kombat?
I had Mortal Kombat.
The only benefit over Super Nintendo, as far as
real
I'm
blood,
A B A C A B B.
He knows it.
My heart. Blood code. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. You're
true gamer.
And then I got a PlayStation from there. I never was really a Nintendo. I didn't have an N64. Okay. I never really got into that.
There was something about Nintendo stuff, if I can get on my like gamer shit real quick, which is like Nintendo stuff is always very clinically designed to be really appealing, to be like broad mass market appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's going to be the thing that people like the Nintendo Switch, everyone still wants one this Christmas, even though it came out like 10 months ago, right? That's going to be the same thing.
And is it like Apple in a way?
It's like Apple's, Apple and Nintendo have a very similar appeal. And I think Drake definitely has that same like knowledge of the marketplace and knowledge of what works and what the audience wants right then, which kind of answers that Drake is listening.
I bet Drake played that a lot.
N64, Bond,
007.
Absolutely. We're pointing for people listening.
Yeah. I think I've said this before, but he's like the guy who just like gets the gold. He's like wants to play Golden Gun all the time.
Of
and
course.
You're like, fucking.
I don't like playing.
I don't like playing Golden Gun with you, Drake.
Yeah. God damn it.
He, in fact, he might even go through phases where he's like, no, this week it's slappers only. Like that's it. Oh, I just want to hit people this whole week, and then like next week you boot up and you go to slappers only. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And we're off that. And like Friday we were on it, Drake.
Damn it, dude. Come on.
I practiced all weekend.
Yeah. Well.
I think that might be all I have.
Yeah.
He's in another video promoting FIFA 12, just briefly.
Yeah.
And Wayne's in that video, too.
Oh. And I feel like Wayne loves video games.
Me, too.
Yeah.
And I think he's, like, open about that.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
How much, real question, how much does, like, EA pay someone like Drake
number,
for that?
But,
let's take guesses. Wait, because if you're
for the
Drake,
whole
why
thing
would you
or just
leave
the stage performance?
Well, what did he do there? He went.
I mean, that's a minute. He showed up for a minute. He didn't perform a song. He showed up and he said 70 seconds
in
of words.
In a Steve Jobs ass looking sweater, and
about
he just
FIFA. Couple mil, right?
But then he also then did the commercials.
Right.
And that's where.
Where is. Where was that?
That was L.A.
Okay, so
at the biggest trade show, like that has to be.
Okay, so maybe you know he wasn't flying anywhere. He was just like ground transport to this place.
Flew him in for that 100%.
He's got a house.
They did.
He's got a house in L.A. though.
Yeah, but they probably still flew him
true.
Into it.
Yeah.
But like, how much would it cost to get Drake to leave his house? I have no idea. I don't even have a fucking clue.
I bet that was like a value add to a bigger check that had to do with the commercials that would air on TV, where like those were millions, and then was maybe.
Oh, I was way off.
What do you think?
I was going to say like $6,000.
Oh no, I think it's at least. I think. But
oh,
I think if it's
damn.
The other
that's
thing.
A lot of money to me for a podcaster. $6,000.
Yeah, is that what you got to play
podcaster.
With? If you just go to wherever Drake is, I bet you can get him on the podcast. If you just have a Zoom mic, just show up and get him real quick.
Yeah,
is Drake
listening?
Is he touring?
People
right
love...
He's getting ready to go on a tour.
One thing that I found
I think he's
about
on tour in Australia,
celebrities so. Is if you have a gadget in your hand, they love when you just run up to them and point it at their face.
And just like,
yeah, they love that. Celebrity, especially like the president. Like if you, the president loves like a chocolate shaped gun.
Yeah.
So you just run up to him with that. They love that.
Here,
kind of
have
stuff.
A bite of this chocolate. That is not a gun.
It's delicious.
It's chocolate.
Have you had a
chocolate.
Trump episode yet?
No. Well, we were going to talk
get him,
about.
Or?
We toyed with doing an episode that was about how a Drake song got Donald Trump elected.
Which one?
Hotline Bling.
When Donald Trump did Hotline Bling on SNL.
Wow. That's dark.
Yeah, that was kind of what.
Yeah,
I
we were going to do that episode, but then we decided that we didn't want to pull
our
hair out.
Drams even matter now. That's even.
Yeah, Drake, if you're listening.
Why did they let Trump do that fucking song? Why did they let him do the episode?
It sucks, man, because everyone's the worst last year. It sucked. Man, do you remember coming in after? We haven't been on the microphone anywhere talking about, like, after Trump's election. Like, coming in. I didn't come in that next day, but coming in that Friday.
That next day was the dark day.
Yeah. I went to a diner in Astoria that next day because I live in Astoria in Queens. And, like, just watched the concession speech and, like, all the shit. And it was a diner of, like, seven people all alone. And we all just, like, made eye contact. And I was like, here we are, and I want to know what Drake was doing
that day.
It's like
a fucking Coen Brothers movie.
It totally was. It absolutely was. And then when we came in the next day after that, it was just like...
Nobody even said... Oh, no, I know what I said. It was like so dark. It was like the worst day of human history. And I remember I came in and everybody was just like, didn't say a word to each other. Like nobody said good morning or anything. Yeah. And I just walked in and I looked at Eric and I was like, you watched the election last night?
That's really good.
That's true. That it did happen.
That's pretty good.
I think we published like two pieces on Noisy that day.
What do you do?
And one was like a Gil Scott. It was a Gil Scott Heron song. That was it.
Yeah. We did like a letter. We did like the only time I've done like a letter from the editor. It's like, why am I writing about fucking video games right now? It's like, I have to figure out how to contextualize this.
Well.
But then we ended up like having that meeting that was like, all right, we have to like... get our heads straight. We have to keep doing our jobs. How did we fuck up and get this guy elected? And it didn't come up in that meeting that Hotline Bling got him elected. We were kind of thinking like terrible mismanagement by the press, like an abdication of all responsibilities and treating people like serious subjects even when they look like jokes. But if it was Hotline Bling, that really solves a lot of things.
I mean, it's just like it was the normalization of him. I mean, that like has been said on like so many different ways, but like I really do think nobody took it seriously. Yeah. Nobody actually thought
just
that.
Like, does Drake like a dick?
Drake, I mean, we didn't take it seriously.
Outside of like supporting athletes and like backing up other people's messages, has Drake ever come out and said anything political?
No, because he's Canadian.
I don't think he has.
Canada has politics.
Yeah, I know, but he's never weighed in on American politics.
Not that I
before,
know.
Really.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, we talked about on one episode, he said something very vague. He never said Trump by name, but he said, like, don't support that man or something.
Yeah, it was like at a concert or something.
Yeah, but it was super, like the most tame you could possibly.
Yeah. I mean,
why don't we give Drake shit for that? We give Taylor Swift shit for that.
Well, because Drake does have the out that he's Canadian.
It's not an out. I don't think it's a good out.
I mean, Drake's not promoting an album right now. I mean, I think that might be a reason.
Yeah, that's the thing. So it's like you got to know when, like, if you're not going to embrace politics into your persona, your art, that's fine. But then, like, you got to know when the difference is between abstaining and overshadowing is.
Right.
And to me, like, that's what pissed me off so much about the Taylor Swift album. It's just like, hey, guys, you guys weren't talking about anything else, right? Because I got a new album. And we're like, fuck off.
Yeah, right.
But Drake has at least been smart enough to just, like, hang out in the corner for a bit. And like, all right, I'm just going to wait till this blows over.
I mean, do you feel like it's an interesting discussion, I think. Is it an artist's or a celebrity's responsibility to say anything?
I think it's a responsibility for anybody who has a platform to think about what they're doing with that platform, 100%. That doesn't mean that I think every entertainer has the knowledge or the ability to do that or the necessarily the responsibility beyond what am I doing with my platform and trying to use it conscientiously and critically. But I do think in hip-hop, it's interesting to see how different artists change in their lifetimes, because some of them start hyper political and then I gotta try to make money.
I was singing Fuck the Police and now I have three VH1 reality shows.
Exactly.
And I wear my clock around my neck when they need me to.
Who are you talking about right now?
I thought we were still talking about Drake. No?
That's Drake, of course. Fuck the Police. Big clock around his neck. Classic Drake. But the other thing that happens is the other way, right? Which is the like, I'm a mainstream rapper and now I'm 37 and now it's time for me to like have a charity or to care about police shooting black people or to like have some stance.
Well, it's the cliche like, well, I have a daughter and
yes.
If I
which rapper voice is this?
This is still Drake.
Oh, okay.
It's all Drake. Drake is the only rapper I know.
Okay.
Gotcha. I'd love to hear more if there are any.
No, that's it.
It's just Drake.
It's just Drake. Yeah, that's what we call it, rapping.
Draking. Well, this has been our Drake podcast. We talked about Trump for the last 10 minutes. Austin, thank you so much for
coming
on.
Thanks for being on anytime. Good luck.
You can check out Austin on waypoint.com, the website.
That's not it.
It's not? What is
not
it?
Not waypoint.com.
What is it?
We're at Vice. It's waypoint.vice.com.
Yeah, but we're it's a redirect, right?
We don't have that redirect. Waypoint.com
what?
Is like a real estate company or like a.
Okay, don't go to waypoint.
Yeah, don't
you
fuck
could
them.
Go to a site that I just paid money to redirect, which is waypoint.zone, which is the nerdiest, gamiest bullshit.
Well, go to waypoint.zone.
Waypoint.zone.
We have like 1,000 redirects.
Really?
Because our fans.
But not waypoint.com.
No.
Well, okay. go to waypoint.com,
write them
and tell them that you want to give the site over to waypoint.com.
The real estate should go to Waypoint.
This is the real list of the redirects that go to my website.
This is a super long list.
Can I see these?
Yeah, please, go for it.
Waypoint.porn,
Waypoint.
That's all.
Speaking of fucking, Waypoint had a pretty funny tweet the other day.
You have horny.city.
That's not a joke.
Why don't you use horny? I will buy horny city for you for $50.
I don't own it. A fan owns that and has it redirected to us. We have mario.nipples.zone.
That's good.
Do you ever remember that SNL skit from like the 90s? Like, kind of like when the internet was first, you know, like people were just getting like .com websites and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there was like this like fake commercial for a bank, and they're like, you know, when it comes to banking, we're the most trusted name. Unfortunately, when it comes to getting a website, we got the last URL available. So again, most trusted name with your money, just go to clownpenis.fart.
And that's where we're at now, and that's one of our many URLs.
There we go.
And do you have confidence?
There was a great Waypoint tweet. It was last week or week or so ago. Is it? I said, "Yeah, I'm a furry. Who fucking cares?"
Very good.
Off of the famous Skrillex tweet.
That's
right?
Exactly
I'm
right.
I'm emo. Who fucking cares? I've got to make a T-shirt
furry.
Of that.
Who fucking cares?
I would
cares.
Sell them out in a heartbeat.
Shout out to Danica Harrod, who does our Twitter, who is fantastic.
And then there's a Waypoint furry.
There is
that
a Waypoint
made.
Furry. She's an owl.
Yeah.
She is a barista.
Noisy.
And she listens to lots of
and asks too many questions. I think.
Noisy needs this insane fan base.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right.
It's extremely good.
Yeah, I'm a furry. Who fucking cares?
All right.
The Waypoint.
Well, this has been three furries talking about
that's us.
Drake. Follow us at waypoint.vice.com or nipples.sexsex.nipples.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of digitalpyramids.com because that's a thing that Chief Keef said on our stream.
Wow.
He was playing Rez, which is this old like music VR thing. Now it's VR. And he's like, all these digital pyramids. And I was like, yes, good, yes. Did someone buy that for us? And they did.
All right.
Follow me on Twitter.
What's your at?
Austin_Walker.
All right.
Follow me, Dan Ozzie, at Dan Ozzie.
Well, we've gone way over.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to wrap it up now. Drake, couple episodes left, buddy.
Come
you gotta
podcast.
Come. We're this is the home stretch.
Yeah.
You gotta
hit
us up.
Are you sending these to Canada? Does he know?
He knows.
They have podcasts in Canada.
Oh, that's good. Good for them.
Yeah. Yeah. They got that.
You spent
up there.
So long there. I'm surprised.
I didn't have any podcasts. They didn't
well,
have
they
to
have
make
them.
It up there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
They have podcasts. They have websites. They have .nipples up there.
We got it all.
All right. We'll talk to you next time on whatever the show is called. Yeah. Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.